Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to hour two of Jason and Alexis in the Morning, right here on My Talk, and streaming are all over the place at MyTalk1071.com and on our app. I'm Jason, Lex, and Dawn.
Hey, girl, hey!
Hey, girl, hey. Dawn, I literally just got back in, so I apologize. Did you do the story in the Dirt Alert about Paris Hilton?
No, I did not.
Okay.
No.
I teased it, and we didn't. We ran out of time. We're talking about Dahmer, so... Paris Hilton, and it was top of mind because Jeff brought it up in our TV meeting, but Paris Hilton needs help, right, Dawn? She needs a lot of help.
So her little chihuahua, which I think is probably the cutest chihuahua I've ever seen. The dog's name is Diamond Baby.
Yes.
And Diamond Baby has not been found. 3 weeks. She vanished. She's dying without Diamond Baby. Here's a little of her in the airport with the paparazzi if you want to hear her talk about Diamond Baby.
What was that like? What was that interaction like?
Speaking with really credible mediums and pet communicators who have solved cases and found animals.
Yeah.
They all say that she's alive and that someone has her and that she's safe. So that's why I'm just trying to raise as much awareness if someone's seen her walking on the streets, anything. I've been dying without my dog. It's been almost 3 weeks.
People, if you see Diamond Baby.
If you see Diamond Baby, please. On my Instagram, there's the email to email. Find diamondbaby at gmail.com.
I saw something about like you couldn't even like raise the reward because the experts told you it would create like a worse situation with dog nappers.
Yeah, they said. Yeah. I was going to raise it to like a crazy number, and they said, don't do that. It's too dangerous.
Yeah.
It's just going to make you a target. People will try and kidnap your dogs or maybe break into your house. So, yeah, I'm just trying to do whatever I can, but I believe she's still alive.
Hey, any message? If somebody has this dog right now, any message, talk right to them.
Please give me back my baby. She's my everything. And a part of me is gone, and I need her back.
We love you, Pete.
Thank you.
Okay.
Wow, that's really good advice from the police. Don't raise the reward because it makes you a bigger target. Just for she has a zoo basically at her house.
Yeah,
you know,
I love when she says, "I'm going and looking. Maybe she's walking the streets." I thought.
So that's on TMZ. Obviously it's the radio and you can't see a picture, but just search Paris Hilton Diamond Baby and this dog. I mean, do you guys agree?
Let me see. Hold on a minute. I'm looking.
Really? I have a link in the grid there.
Images.
Diamond Baby.
Because admittedly, I'm not the biggest. I don't love chihuahuas usually.
Well, this one has a different chihuahua face. It's almost like a cartoon.
It's like a little stuffed toy.
Oh, now that's it. Okay. Now that's a damn cute dog.
He's got the little tan eyebrows.
Oh,
and black.
Okay.
Oh.
His eyes are really far apart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Almost like it's like a little Frenchie with the little ears.
Yeah.
And...
it almost looks like an emoji. It's so cute.
Mm-hmm.
Diamond Baby. Oh.
She's always, I remember because I loved The Simple Life. Oh, yeah. That's still a guilty pleasure. I still love that show so much. I don't really know what season I like more, when they were interns or the first season or The Road Trip. And I'll never forget The Road Trip when they went to the nudist colony. They worked.
Yes.
And they had to.
I remember that episode.
Oh, they had to put towels. It freaked Paris out that they had that.
Oh, yeah.
People were putting towels everywhere. And Oh God, it was so. And then that first family in Arkansas that kicked off the whole thing, when they pulled up and Grandma was defeathering the chickens, and they wanted, Grandma came in the house and asked Paris and Nicole to help defeather the chickens.
Ooh.
And then that night, and it was this great editing by the producers, but then that night they had dinner. And they kept zooming in on the plate of chicken because it was that chicken, girl. I mean, it was the same chicken that Grandma, that Charlie, or what was the grandma's name? Grandma.
Oh, gosh, you would remember?
Grandma. Yeah, she just passed on, too. I guess she became, Curly. Curly, Grandma Curly from Simple Life. And I guess after that show, she became like a local celebrity, and it tickled her. Like, people loved her in that town.
Curly Letting. I'm looking
Letting,
at IMDb.
The Letting family. Yes. Yeah. The Letting family.
Oh, she was on for 10 episodes. So they kept coming back to that family.
Yeah. Yeah. The whole first season was with that family. They stayed.
Right.
Yeah. Because then it was Road Trip and then Internship, where they worked at like a funeral parlor. They worked in an airport. In baggage.
I mostly remember the Road Trip. Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh my gosh.
The reason I brought it up is because she had a chihuahua during those seasons.
Tinkerbell.
Tinkerbell, that's right, Dawn. Yeah.
I have some color forms that they sent out as a promotional item that I haven't opened. The Simple Life color.
Oh my gosh, that's worth
seriously?
A lot.
I know. Alexis, I was
cute.
I do. It's all still in its package.
Ready
and it's
sell.
Basically like little dolls that you can put different outfits on them and yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, how cute.
It sounds like something Fox would do. It sounds like a promotional item that Fox would do.
It says Fox on it. Yep.
Yep. Oh, sure does. God. Oh, God. That's great.
I'm looking at her post, Paris Hilton's, about Diamond Baby being missing.
Yeah.
And she did mention that in the interview there that she has a whole special Gmail account set up.
Yes.
FindDiamondBaby@gmail.com. But she also says, in addition to hiring a pet detective, a dog whisperer, a pet psychic, she's looking into dog finding drones.
Oh, Lord.
I didn't know that was a thing.
I don't think that is a thing, but I could be wrong. I don't know.
Do they have some technology with the microchip? I guess it's not a GPS.
Maybe
but
that's what it is. Maybe it flies around. Hold on a minute. Dog finding drone.
Now, this I could get on board with.
I mean, they're probably not taking it outside. I mean, with dogs that small, my sister has.
Yeah, that's true.
They just have a little pee-pee pad, and it's like a teaspoon of pee that they pee, and little tiny raisinettes.
Yeah. Oh, BYU put out a story. The headline, Good News Thursday, Police Drone Finds Dog Missing for Months.
Wow.
So, I don't know if it's specific to dogs, but yeah, maybe it's connected to the chips that you put in the dogs. I don't know.
Interesting. So,
when we come back in just a few minutes, somebody's calling out the Met Gala, and the Met Gala hasn't even happened yet. Alexis will tell you that. Plus, I have a question for Dawn and Alexis concerning a big show that's coming to an end. That and more when we return. Stay with us.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor. From like the 70s or 80s.
Dallas is different because of Sue Ellen.
No, it's different because of JR. He's got a 24-year-old wife and he's in bigger investments in Texas oil.
Dallas is different. Fridays at 9, 8 Central and Mountain on CBS.
Action. You're right, it's because of JR.
Cut. You just said it was because of Bobby.
I know, I lied.
You can't lie about it.
Why not? I lied.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
I've never heard that one.
That is a from 1989. It was the same kind of the season where Alexis's Beauty and the Beast was on, but it was toward the end of the run, and they really wanted to. As you can see, the tagline was "Dallas is different." They were really trying to squeeze the last bit of milk from the teat.
That's what I thought, probably because they're real cheeky and being themselves. And
yeah, it was very behind the scenes and Yeah, trying to convince the audience that the show was different after 12 years. So, yeah, welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Thanks for being here, everybody. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn on this Tuesday, October 4th. What's happening? The Met Gala. Mm-hmm. I saw Anna Wintour on Colbert a couple nights ago. She hinted at a theme or whatever, but the Met Gala hasn't even happened yet, and it's already causing controversy. What's going on?
Oh, yeah. Well, when you pick a theme like Karl Lagerfeld, of course there's going to be some pushback. That was announced at the end of last week. He will be honored. Of course, he died in 2019 at 85, and the Met Gala is always in May. But they always reveal what the theme is beforehand, of course, so they can get ready and they have plenty of time and lots of pushback. Because, you know, Carl didn't have the best reputation. Let's say that.
Oh,
yeah.
Remind me, because I don't really. What did he do? Yeah. Is he Marvy Pervy?
No, he was more like body shaming, hater. Oh. There were a group of women who says that, you know, they were sexually assaulted. The entire Me Too movement he hated. Gay couples who wanted to adopt all fat people, especially fat women. He also caused the greatest harm against Muslim refugees.
Whoa.
The way that he spoke about them.
Yeah.
Fleeing their home for fear of their lives. Not the best reputation of treating people. And
The BBC did a profile called The Controversial Genius of Karl Lagerfeld right before the pandemic. So,
I'll have to check that. I wonder how we can find that.
I'll send you a link.
Okay. Yeah. Jamila Jamil, who best known on The Good Place, and also if you're watching She-Hulk like me, she's Titania. I still love it.
Still
one of my
it.
She-Hulk fans out there.
And she hand, likes everybody. It.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay, yes. Still really fun and cheeky. And anyway, she's in that as well. And so she specifically has been pushing back, and she's just like, nope. So of course she won't be attending, but also she's pointed out, like, why are you giving this man any attention? There are so many amazing directors or designers out there who aren't bigoted white men, is what she says. What happens to everyone's principles and advocacy? We need to stand up for something, and this is a way to do it. She's not happy about this.
I bet people will show up and boycott that whole idea, because they can't like not let you in if you're not doing the Karl Lagerfeld theme.
That's true.
Some type of protest would be the best idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. On that note, I know this seems crass, but they're loving this. I mean, the Vogue people are loving this. She knows what she's doing. I mean, it's not that any of that he did or he's accused of is light, but I bet they're willing to walk to the end of a certain plank. You know what I mean? They're willing to wade into troubled waters as long as it doesn't go too far. And it's enough to get folks like us and BuzzFeed. Cause I think one of the articles that came was BuzzFeed.
Oh yeah.
Generating, because look, there's so many events nowadays and the news cycle moves so fast. Really, other than the fashion, would we be talking about it in the run-up? We wouldn't.
No, not this. Know? We might announce that's a theme, but we wouldn't be.
No.
No, yeah. That's true. It's kind of the angst of, you know, he's the guy behind Chanel, Fendi. Mm-hmm. He had his own line of fashion. And he was really genius. And it made beautiful clothing and designs. But then you look at the man and you're like, what's going on with this guy? So you want to, like, I can see maybe the decision to pick him because of his work. And I wonder if they're going to say anything about differentiating between the man and the art. But it looks like the part of the exhibit will be, it's called A Line of Beauty. They'll have 150 pieces of fashion paired with the original sketches. So I think maybe that's kind of where they start.
Ooh, like, that
what
sounds
could we
good.
Show? Yeah, it kind of does. I know. It's terrible to say.
Sticking with the fashion thing, and then maybe we won't do a game. I'll ask you guys a question that I have about a show. But Kanye, so we have the Met Gala causing drama over the last few days. And then, my goodness, shiver me timbers, I logged on several times yesterday onto the socials, and I couldn't escape Kanye yesterday.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Today. The BBC reported on it. Speaking of the BBC, what did he do, Dawn, exactly?
Well, this was at the Paris Fashion, you know, they're doing their fashion week now after Milan. And this was his fashion show for his brand. And he had on a black sweatshirt, and on the back in white, it says White Lives Matter. The front is of Pope John Paul II. And it says Juan Pablo II. And that's it. And then his new girlfriend, or his new whoever, whatever you want to call her, she also had on a shirt, the opposite, like a white one with the black letters.
Oh, that's Candace Owen.
Candace Owen, sorry. She's a controversial figure.
Conservative commentator. Yes.
And it looks like they're holding hands as they're walking.
Yeah, it does down kind the hall. Of.
I don't know if she was. I mean, it does look like they're arm in arm.
Yeah.
So maybe it's his new girlfriend. Not sure. But there's no context of this. And a lot of people, you know, black artists are mad about it. They're like, what are you doing? Like, don't do this. I don't care what it means to you. It's just unnecessary. And you're betraying your people.
Especially if it's like what we said about the Met Gala. Especially if it's just a fool's errand to get publicity. Gotcha. You know, if it's,
I totally think it is.
Yeah, because why else would you do that? Because here we are again.
Yeah.
And he got so much. He got millions of dollars of earned media yesterday. Oh. Millions of dollars of earned media. And because of that. And he knows it. He knows it. That's I'm sorry, Don, go ahead.
No. But the one good thing is, well, the show started an hour late, and it had a kids' chorus in it. And then in the kids' chorus was his daughter, North. She sang while the models walked, which I think is really cute.
Yeah, that is cute.
But that's really the only good thing about it.
He walked through mud over the weekend, I saw. He was...
Yeah, what was that about? I saw the
was, I didn't see that.
Yeah, it was another fashion show. Okay. And he walked through mud. He was covered in mud. If you Google, and I can't believe I'm going to say this, if you Google Kanye West in mud,
yeah, it comes up.
You'll see it. But I forgot what designer it was. But he walked, and all the models did. But he was covered in mud, and that was, I guess, a statement. I don't know.
You know, when does it turn from the focus is on the actual fashion that people would like to buy to
instead of
performance
the stunt?
Art?
Yeah,
I mean.
Yeah, that's a great question. And a lot of the fashion, it just looks like big, giant sack shirts.
It's not cute.
No.
He's really into hoodies and pullovers, but it's just like, well, if you're talking about, I don't know. I mean, women want to look pretty sometimes. Not like they're wearing a big sweatshirt.
Yeah.
Right?
And not full of mud.
Yeah. Right.
Unless you're going to a monster truck rally.
And... Oh, it's Balenciaga.
Oh, okay.
Fashion show.
When we come back, I have a question for the ladies about a certain television show. That and more when we return. Stay with us. Nutrisource, a family like no other. Hi, it's Jace for Nutrisource, the official dog food of our boys, Dexter and Mr. Big. We have a boxer and a French bulldog in our house, and we love them. And we've been a Nutrisource family since the beginning. Every stage of their life has been with Nutrisource. We are now... with one of our boys, with Mr. Big, our Frenchie, we're in the picky eating phase of his life. So thank goodness Nutrisource has kombucha. Kombucha is a bone broth food topper that you pour right over the dog's kibble. and they gobble it up. I mean, seriously, it's really changed things because Mr. Big was, he's getting better, but ooh, he's a piggy eater. Dexter would eat anything, a shoe, raincoat, doesn't matter. So I'm so grateful that we're a Nutrisource family. You can see the whole array of products from Nutrisource by going to NutrisourcePetFoods.com. And you can also find an independent retailer near you.
To celebrate your touch.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
If you miss it Sunday, you won't know what everyone's talking about on Monday.
Morning, Lucy. What's going on?
Jared decided not to kill himself, and he's changed his will, leaving the towers to Jade instead of Emerald, but Emerald found out about it, and now she's trying to seduce Chet to get
Twin
her
Peaks
new will
Sunday.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Oh, Lucy.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on My Talk and live streaming all over the place and on our My Talk app. There was, of course, a preview from ABC from 1990 within the first season of Twin Peaks. And right after the season premiere, blew away the ratings and it became a phenomenon. So that's right. Every Monday, that's what everyone talked about.
Does it still stand up? The test of time?
Yeah, I think so. What do you think? Well,
yeah.
I'm a huge fan, so it's like asking Jason if Dallas still holds up.
Which it doesn't, but...
I would say you would probably answer that, like that.
Some parts of it does, but no, I think it does because I don't want to go down the rabbit hole too much, but people often say that the Sopranos ushered in like a new era of TV. I actually don't think that's accurate. I think you go to 1990. I think it was Twin Peaks.
It
look, for cable, yes. The Sopranos changed everything. But television was Urkel and different
family
strokes
ties.
And family ties. Yes.
It wasn't some mind-bending, going into other dimensions type of a... I mean,
no.
Unless you're talking about a traditional, like, Quantum Leap type show.
Love.
That they clearly stated, we're going into the past. No, this is...
I think I'm going to start Twin Peaks, Dawn.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think I'm going to. Where can I watch this? It's on streaming somewhere, right?
Sure.
Twin Peaks. Yeah, okay, I'll figure it out. Yeah, because I'm like, I want to watch this.
I think it holds up because it is so, it's such a cliche, but it was so ahead of its time. I mean, so ahead of its time.
It's really weird.
Yeah. I believe it's on Paramount Plus, Lex.
Okay, perfect.
Because Paramount owns it, so I would imagine it's there.
All right.
Or either that or Amazon Prime. I would guess those would be the two that I would imagine you could find it. So,
yeah. Okay, cool.
Speaking of television that you two like, I have a question for the two of you as the final season or the final season of The Walking Dead commences.
Uh-oh, we're scared.
During the Vikings game, I saw 1,211 promos for The Walking Dead final season. And my question is, who the hell are those stormtrooper looking things?
Isn't that stupid?
What the hell is that?
They're still around, huh?
All right, so this is a community that they find, or actually they find them. They're off on a mission to help one of the characters meet their love interest, and they get captured by these people in train cars who keep them in train cars. And you just think, okay, this is just a little side group who has some stormtrooper armor on. Then you find out that there's a whole utopian society that's been existing since the event. So, it's a community that's very controlled, and it's like a beautiful, it's kind of what was that? Not the kingdom, but that guy who looked like Liam Neeson, he had that little...
I watched it back then.
Yeah, you did. You know.
I
They had their own secret community that was somewhat... perfect, except he was a psycho.
Hey, Kenny, I'm hearing I'm hearing Kenny in my ear, by the way.
Oh.
If Kenny, can you turn, I'm hearing Kenny's scanners. Kenny, if you can turn it down, buddy. Thank you.
You know what I mean,
yeah,
though.
I, there was a I guy, do know. Yep,
and
yep,
the
yep.
blonde
yeah,
girl what? Had to get with him to try to escape.
Yeah. I can't anyway, think of it.
So it's similar to that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is really, you know, these are things that really happen in the comics. The season 10 is the last one that I watched. We have waited so that we don't want to pay for AMC Plus.
Yeah.
And so we didn't watch the part one of season 11 yet that happened in April. We're going to watch it all together. And now that it's going to drop, you know what I'm saying? So that we can just knock it all out
binge.
At one time, which we're not looking forward to. We hate it.
Yes, we hate it. True, we hate watching.
So
you too, Lex? You're still?
Oh, yeah. No, I wasn't sure if you were saying we as in you and MC or we as in me and you.
Too?
We're doing the same.
Okay.
Yeah, we're doing the same
exact
thing. Have
you started
yet? No, because we talked about we're just going to hold off. Yeah. Until the whole season's available.
Yeah.
And then we'll just dive in. But you're right. We're on the train. Thanks, Jason. Hashtag thanks, Jason. And,
I know. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Yeah. I just, we got to see what happens. And the thing about the Stormtrooper community is that you kind of love and, of course, you hate them because of what they're doing to the team that, the beloved team that we, you know, have grown with.
Right.
But they're getting it done. I mean, they are surviving this zombie apocalypse.
They have a very strict society, though, and there's a lot of punishment for not going along with the flow.
Exactly.
So you are not, if you want to, you know, let your light shine, you want to be your own person.
Yeah.
Everybody has specific jobs, and if you do not fall in line with that job that's been assigned to you, they basically analyze you. They bring you in if you're just out in the woods, and then they're like, what were you in the real world? Well, I was a teacher, or I was a doctor. You're going to be able to move up the ladder. It's like a class society, really.
Yeah, it's a little bit like Handmaid's Tale.
Right.
Oh,
like,
this
is your lot. This is where you're a handmaid or you're a commander.
And this is half of the story. There are people that have been captured in this community and they're trying to escape. And then there are people that are still out that are trying to reunite with them. So you've got two stories going on, which is better than like four, which sometimes they do.
Yep.
In the second part of my question, and if you just tuned in, we're talking about the final season of The Walking Dead. But is it really the final season? Because my second question is connected to this promo of the launch of the final season. Then they went into this second half of the promo where they're like, this isn't the end. It's the beginning. And then they listed off the like 18 shows that are coming, like are spinning off.
There's six of them.
Yeah.
Are you going to watch any? I mean, I saw Rick and Michonne. I saw Daryl.
Heck no.
Okay. No. MC is going to watch one of them he's interested in. But I'm like, okay, dude, whatever.
Yeah. So we've got Fear of the Walking Dead. That's been renewed for an eighth season.
And he loves that. He thinks that's way better than The Walking Dead.
I've heard that, but I have not dabbled.
No, I don't want to get myself involved.
Exactly. The Walking Dead World Beyond just finished its two-season run last year.
Which one was that the one with the teens?
That one was the...
It was like a CW version of Walking Dead.
There was one with teens?
It was just teens.
That one, I believe, is World Beyond. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yep.
It was like a teen type of a, like, you know, like The Craft, except, you know, it is really no.
Hey, Kenny, I can't even hear Dawn and Alexis.
Uh-oh.
His scanners are so loud. Kenny, buddy, can you turn off your mic? It's drowning out. I can't hear anything.
Turn your mic off.
It's so funny because I'll hear Dawn will say something. I'll hear zombie and then I'll hear, to check. Let's go over to Oak Grove Street and check out that.
Let me text him. Nope, maybe
I texted him too.
Okay.
But
and his camera is up to the ceiling, so I don't know what's happening.
He's shooting an adult film or something that he doesn't want us to see.
With scanners?
With scanners, yeah. That's the scenario. Let's take a break. We'll talk more TV because I have another question about.
I'm
so sorry.
It's
my fault. Yeah, I know it's my fault. 7:40. I'm sorry. It's 7:42. Yeah, we're gonna talk to Liz when we come back. Stay with us, dear friends.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
Your secret is safe with me. I would never betray your trust.
I'm part of you, Catherine. Just as you're part of me.
Beauty and the Beast. Da, da,
da. This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. Da, da, da. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
It was one of the premier promo ads for the brand new show in 1997 on CBS, Beauty and the Beast, with Ron Perlman.
Such a weird thing to do, to take that cartoon, like, fairy tale movie and then turn it into a real life situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And turn it into a weekly drama, for heaven's sake.
Right. Where someone legitimately lives in a sewer with a Victorian bed set.
He did.
And a microwave.
Oh, Mike, did he have a microwave?
Did he have a microwave? Lex, he does.
No.
He just heated it up. Kitchen, though,
he did
didn't
have a
he?
Kitchen, yeah. I don't remember seeing a microwave, but he definitely had a hot pot.
Yeah. Cooking
Welcome,
some
guests.
Chunky soup.
Gosh. Yeah.
I loved that show.
I know you did. It's so bad.
It did not last a long time.
No. No, it only lasted, like, I think,
season?
Two seasons.
Yeah, 2 seasons.
Because I just remember the funny part about that show for me is the only part of it, Lex, I ever saw was the next on Beauty and the Beast. Because I would I would turn over to CBS at about 7:57.
In anticipation.
In anticipation of Dallas. So the only thing, Lex, I ever saw of your show was the closing credits was the stairwell, Lex.
Oh,
was the
yes.
stairwell. Remember that, Lex? Leading down
yes.
to the So that was it was a still frame, the still frame of the spiral staircase. So I would see the preview and the staircase. And all that meant to me mentally was.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Dallas was coming
Dallas
on.
Is
That's,
coming.
Yeah.
And at that moment was when I was forced to go to sleep.
Right there, yeah.
Because I was six, I think, when it started.
Yeah, and I was in high school, so I was... I was just getting started here with my evening. Yeah. Let's talk to our, it's Tuesday. That means we're going to talk to our dear friend, Liz. Here we go.
Hello, Liz. I think we need to talk.
Delightful lady.
She's a sweetie.
I'm going to have a word with Liz here.
It's time for Tuesday with Liz.
Every Tuesday morning, like.
For 9 years, a dangerous man terrorized women, breaking into homes and raping his victims before killing a brilliant young scientist in 1998.
The more the victims resisted, the more violent he became.
Then he suddenly stops, leaving police with a lot of clues and one unknown subject.
I'm Paul Wagner. Join me for Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast series. Search American Nightmare Podcast on all podcast platforms today.
To be your best every day, you need proven quality sleep every night. Science proves your best sleep is vital to your mental, emotional, and physical health. And that's where the Sleep Number bed comes in. And let me tell you, ever since I've had it, my sleep IQ score is just going higher and higher. And did you know 8 out of 10 couples say that one of them sleeps too hot or too cold? Science tells us regulating your sleep temperature leads to higher quality sleep. For many couples, temperature struggles are a real challenge. So here are some tips to help you both sleep just right. Look for beds designed with temperature benefits, such as the new Sleep Number Climate 360 Smart Bed that actively warms and cools each side so you both sleep blissfully comfortable. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing for a limited time. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/podcast1. Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details.
Grab a 30-day free trial of Live by Live Plus, and you'll get unlimited skips, commercial-free music, and all of the podcasts and live streaming events you can handle. Visit livexlive.com/podcast1 to learn more and start your free trial.